Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
It is 8:09. Time for the Dean Richards Quarantainment Report from WGN-TV. Happy birthday, Dean.
Oh, thanks.
How are you celebrating today?
It's, well, you know, it's been business as usual. Not too much birthday celebrating at 3 o'clock in the morning. But I imagine it's going to be a very odd birthday today with, you know, quarantining going on and social isolation.
Well, people, you know, I've seen a few folks, when their kids have a birthday, they contact the neighbors, they send out a text or an email, and then people drive by and honk the horn and throw gifts and so forth.
That would be nice if you drove by and threw money. save yourself the trouble of going to a store. Credit cards really would be better. I think credit cards are safer and cleaner than cash.
I'm going to go by your house, throw a roll of toilet paper at the front door.
That would be a thoughtful gift. Actually, you know what? A friend of mine did come by my house yesterday, rang the bell, and went back out to the curb by her car. She had a big sign on her car that said "Happy Birthday, Dean," and she dropped a Portillo's chocolate cake off.
Now that's
at my
great
door.
Gift.
Yeah, so you know, that's I guess that's how my so I've got this big old chocolate cake that.
well, you know, you
gotta
just do
what you
gotta candles
do.
Now. That's right.
Yeah, gotta do what you gotta do. But it's Orion's birthday today
too.
Yeah,
that's right. Happy birthday, Orion!
Happy birthday, Orion! Christopher Walken. We celebrate with today as well. And Johann Sebastian Bach. It's his birthday today too.
Go by Portillo's and drop a cake off at his place.
Right.
And we understand one Joyce Chamberlain is 100 today. So Willard Scott isn't here to do that anymore. So I'll take care of that.
Very nice. Happy birthday to her.
Are we going to start seeing We Are the World type productions everywhere now, Dean?
We got one yesterday, that's for sure, from a bunch of country music artists that got together and did a song, proceeds for which will go to a very good cause, to the World Health Organization COVID-19 Relief Fund. Country music artists Thomas Rhett, Reba McEntire, Hillary Scott, Keith Urban, and Chris Tomlin have got together to do this song called Be a Light. Here's a little sample.
In a race that you can't win, slow it down.
Yeah, you only get one go round.
'Cause the finish line is 6 feet in the ground.
In a race you can't win, just slow it down.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, very nice. Really nice song. It's available on iTunes and all the usual places where you get music. And, you know, country music artists are really kind of stepping up now, especially with the death of country music singer Joe Diffie over the weekend. Everybody, you know, it just reminds us we are all in this together. We all need to try to help in any way we can.
And I saw a promo for James Corden. Is that on tonight?
It was on last night.
I missed it. Was it good?
It was good. Yeah, it was good. He, it's so interesting how these shows are, you know, all coming back. Most of late night was back last night, but, you know, they're broadcasting from their homes, from their basements. James Corden did his primetime special from his garage, which they set up to look like a little studio. And he had as his guests some of his favorite people, literally from all over the world. Andrea Bocelli, BTS performed from South Korea. Ben Platt and the cast of Dear Evan Hansen performed, got together and performed all from separate places in New York. And also Will Ferrell helping out from his kitchen. Here's a little taste. that.
They tell us that we're supposed to spend at least 20 seconds washing carefully. A lot of you mark the time by singing Happy Birthday. You know, that's not the only song you have to sing. You can sing many songs. Like, I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet, I've got no rhythm.
This song has taken on kind of a new meaning during the COVID-19 crisis. This, you know, if you're lost, you will be found. To kind of speak to people, social isolation, and just feeling sad and depressed during all of this. Ben Platt and the cast of Dear Evan Hansen. Billie Eilish was on the special. Dua Lipa was on the special. There's a lot of really, really good entertainment on it.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll rerun it at some point. And Kimmel, is he back regularly now?
Yeah, he is. He's been doing little snippets from his house, but last night he did a full show. He also now has set up, kind of a studio-like setup in his house, and he's talking to people on the internet as well. Among his guests last night were Tracy Morgan, who is hilarious. Here's a little sample of that.
Tonight, we are joined by one of the funniest people of all. I can only imagine what it must be like be locked up with him right now. His wife is a very lucky lady, suffice it to say, all the way from New Jersey. Let's say hello to Tracy Morgan. Hello,
what up,
Tracy.
What up?
Now, Tracy,
what's
thanks
up
for joining us. How are you?
I'm chilling, yo. Yo, you said my wife is a lovely lady. You know what she said to me earlier?
What?
You've been stuck in this house for 2 weeks. She said, I'm going to kill you. This is the longest I've ever been stuck in my house without wearing an ankle monitor.
Tracy Morgan's hilarious. So he was in his basement of his home.
Yeah, it sounded like it.
Which happens to have a two-lane bowling alley.
Oh, nice.
In the basement. And a bunch of full-size pinball machines. It's like an old-fashioned arcade.
Great stuff. We're talking to Dean Richards. Dean, I don't know if you've heard much about this. The CEO of Treble Monsters, a Chicago-based company that manages artists and musical programming for bars, hotels, nightclubs, along with a group of like-minded individuals called Entertainers in Illinois, have created a petition asking the governor and our senators to approve financial assistance to Illinois' entertainers outside of the stimulus package. Included in the stimulus bill that the president signed last week, the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, through which gig economy workers like self-employed musicians, workers, people who couldn't file for regular unemployment insurance can get benefits. But these people who are petitioning our lawmakers here say that just doesn't go far enough. And you think about the hotels closing and clubs closing, and think about how all the musicians, all the entertainers who are out of work. And we're not talking about your big name people now. We're talking about people who can barely get by, the classic starving artists, right?
Right. Yeah, these are men and women who play, the small storefront clubs, but even more than that, are performers. When you go into a place and there's a guitar player in the corner,
yeah,
while you're having dinner, there might be a little combo playing someplace in a restaurant. This is the bread and butter for a lot of the musicians, for technicians who have now suddenly found themselves out of work. And to have an effort like that to help people who are can't get unemployment, can't get any help, is a great thing. I was talking about something a couple of weeks ago on my show that blues musicians had set up called ChicagoBluesRevival.org. And you go on there and you watch some great blues videos. Hmm. And if you are so inclined, you make a donation, and that goes directly to the blues musicians who are now suddenly out of work as well.
Fortunately, the successful big-time entertainers who have the money to survive this are helping out. Let's talk first about, well, Dolly Parton is donating her time, isn't she?
Yeah, Dolly Parton is, she's got this thing called Imagination Library that she started about 25 years ago, where she sends out free books to kids all over the world, children's books. And now she is going to be doing an online series in which she reads children's books, so you will be able to click on the site Imagination Library, and Dolly Parton will put you to bed. Dream come true for a lot of people. No, she'll be reading children's stories, including one of her own, which is called Coat of Many Colors, and that's going to start on Thursday.
Yeah, that was a good song, Coat of Many Colors. I like that. I'm a Dolly fan. Celebrity donations today. What have we got?
Yeah, boy, you got to give it to Ryan Reynolds and his wife Blake Lively. A couple of weeks ago, they donated $1 million to Feeding America and Food Banks Canada. Ryan Reynolds is native of Canada, so they split it for both countries. But $1 million, and then yesterday, Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively again donate $400,000, this time to split up for some area New York hospitals to help them with food, with supplies, just to help them. Nobody's asking them to do this. It's just their generosity to help people when something like this is going on. And also Lizzo, the pop singer Lizzo, yesterday, she made a big donation as well, donating food to Minneapolis area hospitals. Minneapolis is where her career got started. She sort of considers it her hometown. So she laid out a pretty big chunk of change to help feed emergency room workers, healthcare professionals there who are on the front line of this. And she said that she's going to continue to do that. So, I tip my hat to the celebrities. Often when there are crises, tornadoes, hurricanes, problems like this, they're the first ones to write a check. And that seems to be happening again this time.
Yeah, it's the best in people. You get that, and you get the worst who are trying to scam and cheat. But we'll take the good. We need more good news here.
I was at I stopped to get a cup of coffee this morning at a fast food outlet whose name I don't need to mention it. There aren't too many fast food outlets open at 3 o'clock in the morning. But I'm paying for the coffee, and I'm sitting there, and they've got a big bowl full of these tiny little containers, like squeeze bottles of hand sanitizer.
Mm-hmm.
They're tiny. They couldn't have been more than one or two squeezes in these bottles. $4. Huh. It's like, wow.
Man.
It's like, I almost bought 10 of them.
I've been struck by the fact that a lot of the grocery stores I've been in have a lot of hand sanitizer, for you to use. Places are giving away gloves, plastic gloves,
right.
The dispensers with the wipes. There is a little price gouging going on in some quarters.
If you can find anything. That's why, for a half an ounce of hand sanitizer, they're trying to charge $4 for it.
Supply and demand.
But, that's the flip side of the generosity of people helping right now.
We were talking earlier about John Prine. Anything new? Have we heard anything other than he's in stable condition?
He is, from critical to stable condition is good. He had been in a critical condition for most of the weekend up until yesterday. Then yesterday, his wife put out a message that he's still in the hospital. It's still very serious, but it's stable condition now. So that's downgraded from critical. So that's good. Let's hope that things continue going that way for him.
Yes, indeed. So enjoy your Portillo's chocolate cake, Dean.
By myself.
Well, right. You know, call up somebody, get on Zoom or one of those video chats. And
yeah, while you're all washing your hands, singing happy birthday twice today, think of me and Orion and Johann Sebastian Bach.
We will.
Okay.
Happy virtual birthday.
Thanks, bud.
Happy birthday.